Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Song Machine, Inside the Hit Factory, by John Seabrook. Read by Dion Graham. For Harry and Rose, the melody and the beat. One cannot live outside the machine for more, perhaps, than half an hour. Virginia Woolf, The Waves. Bring the hooks in. Where the bass at? Iggy Azalea. Fancy. Hook. The bliss point. 1. You spin me round. It started when the boy got big enough to claim shotgun. No sooner seated up front than he reprogrammed the presets, changing my classic and alternative rock stations to Contemporary Hits Radio, or CHR, what used to be called Top 40. I was irritated at first, but by the time we had crossed the Brooklyn Bridge and arrived at school, where he was a fifth grader, I was pleased. Hadn't I reconfigured my parents' radio to play my music when I was his age? And since there are only so many times you can listen to the guitar solo in Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb without going a little numb yourself, I made the boy my DJ, at least for the day. Thumpa thuka womp womp, pish pish pish, thumpa wampa womp womp, pump pop wah, kaka thump, peep bop, boony kaga gunga gung. Was this music? The bass sounded like a recording of a massive undersea earthquake. The speakers produced sounds such as might have been heard on the island of Dr. Moreau, had he been a DJ rather than a vivisectionist. What strange song machines made these half brass, half stringed sounding noises? It was the winter of 2009.